So welcome back to the Code Buddies, and now we are just going to take care of iteration. What is iteration? Basically, it is more of like you have a series of number and you have to iterate to that. I believe we used loop for that this month.
Yes, we can use loop for that. I'm gonna write you a simple example, and I'll try to explain how it works. Okay, so I have to create a tuple
Okay, so you're creating a tuple. All right, that's good.
of languages. So, Saad, can you tell me your favorite programming language?
Well, it's C sharp.
C sharp. Any other?
Java.
Okay, Java. A close competitor?
And I believe R or F sharp.
Okay, so you're quite up to date.
I'm not really.
Okay.
And you can also type I believe Perl here.
Okay.
In quotes.
That's enough.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's something I know. More or less.
Okay. So first we are starting with
Well,
for loop.
can tell me the first language you learned?
I learned HTML.
So you learned HTML. Wow.
So let's just add at the end.
HTML?
Yes.
And can you tell me the second language you learned?
No, actually, I learned GW Basic.
Yeah, back in grade 9 through
Back
10, I
in
believe.
300 BC.
Wait. Oh my God. Back in 300 BC, before Christ.
Yes. Okay.
Man, you are so
No, I'm not old.
stupid. Again.
So, I'm gonna be starting with for loop.
Okay,
It's
so you're going to
basically,
start with loop, for loop.
yes. For loop, it's more like for each loop in
Python.
Python. For languages, for
For
language.
language or lang or
Whatever you can.
well, I can write anything here.
Yes, you can write anything here. It's more
So
like a placeholder.
for you can say for sake of for, we
Yes.
can write anything here.
So it's more like a placeholder that
Placeholder
taking a
that
single
contains
value.
oranges.
No,
Not really.
no, it will contain a single language. So we're gonna print it out. Lang. That rocks. So every language is basically.
A rocking language
Yes.
in some circumstances.
Yes. If you
Well,
do it
have
in a
you
good
tried
way.
R?
No, I'm gonna try it in a few weeks.
Okay, well, here I have a tutorial series on R, and you can go there and learn about R if you're a
That's great.
beginner. Yeah, so I suggest you that.
So there you go. We have written all the languages: Python
Okay.
rock, C sharp rock, Java rock, R rock, Perl lock, and finally HTML
R
rock.
R rock.
R rock.
That's got cool.
That's pretty cool.
R rock.
Okay. So can we iterate through dictionary?
I'm not
So let's try it.
sure. Well, we can try that.
Okay, I'm gonna be making a dictionary for person.
Dictionary for a person. Dictionary. Well, are we having all of the words of a person in that?
Yes.
Or
So
more of like attributes of a person?
you can say.
Okay. That would make more sense, sir. Name is this man, and age is.
Age, how old I look?
Well, 30.
Oh, I'm 24.
I must be kidding.
So, next up
Well,
is country.
I'm younger.
So, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And you know most of the languages.
Well, I just try.
You're insane, man.
Get
Get some sleep.
some sleep, okay.
Okay, so we have created a simple dictionary for a person. Now I'm gonna be iterating through it as well.
Okay.
So let me just explain.
Can we bold our country name? No.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Saad, can you explain how I written this pattern?
I believe it's more like you have a variable and a value. It's more of like a key and its
Yes.
value. So key pair value would be a right option for this, right?
Yes.
So it's more of like key pair values. So in a dictionary, you have key pair values. Just like name responds to Usman, age responds to 24, country responds to Pakistan or Pakistan, basically, I would say. And I believe it's more of like Jason.
Yes. So
Seems
you
to
have
me
added
was
another
Jason.
item to your programming skills.
Well, Jason, I just love Jason.
So every web developer should learn JSON.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Oh, a web developer, I would say the person who works with even simple services or who learns about
who love to
consuming
consume
JSON, so he
services.
should learn. For example, in Windows Phone, we
Okay,
just use
get
JSON
back
to
to
get the
our
data.
agenda. So
Okay.
what I have written here.
It's basically you're printing his key, so here it is the key, and is in the dictionary of the person, that is that person, and you are you're specifying the key here, right?
Yes. What it will do, it will if you write a key, it will give us a value.
Okay.
So if it's name, it will write my name.
So is it possible that it gives his country is Pakistan?
Yes. So let's start. Click the start button. Okay, we have an error. Let me just okay. We have an error. Let me just find out what I have written wrong. So
So
you
you figured
don't,
that out?
yes, you don't
You gotta
have to
write in
write.
order to commas, okay? So remember, this is a tip. Don't ever try to write the key name in using inverted commas.
Yes.
Okay,
So
so can you
apologies,
start
let's
that?
start again.
Not apologies, it's a
Great.
lesson. So his age is 24, his name is Osman, his country is Pakistan.
And
So
I
we can
can
write an
go.
essay. Yay!
Yes.
So we can talk about chair. This is a chair. This is having blah 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 and things like that. So for example, if you want to teach essays to the first grade student, we can just tell them to write a program in Python
Yes,
and
how
just
simple it
produce your
is.
own essay.
Yes, how simple
Write
it
the
is to write an
attributes.
essay.
Well, wouldn't it be amazing that we create a program in next video to and just give it as a gem to the our viewers that a simple program, and if you just list the attributes of something and we generate an essay on base of that.
Yes, sure, we
Wow.
can do that.
That seems too much pathetic as well. You're being
So
honest.
let's start. Okay, let's shift to the next loop,
Okay,
which
so what's that?
is while loop.
Don't tell me it's
While.
for kind of that. So you write call?
No,
Okay, count.
I'm writing a simple code.
So we start a while loop with count.
Actually, my example starts with a count.
Okay, so this
So,
isn't the syntax of while.
yes.
Okay,
Here goes
so
your syntax. Why?
while we are writing while
Why?
loop, so while we can do that, while we should drink something.
No.
Okay.
So, while my count is less than 10,
Okay.
I'll write count
Count.
less than
Lesson.
10. How
Lesson.
simple. Okay, so I initialize the count with 0 and it will loop and okay, I have missed one thing. I have to increment the count.
So it's more like that, it's a zero and then it comes to the loop and it increments, so now it's one and it's two and three and four, and the condition keeps on running and iterating until unless
Till.
it's not 10 or greater than 10.
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
Let's start. Okay,
Wow,
there you
that's
go.
good.
So,
So, 0 is less than
0.
10, 8 is less than 10, 9 is less than 10.
And so on.
Yeah, and if you use less than or equal to, it would tell that. But it won't make sense because 10 is not less than 10. Yeah.
Okay, I have us another trick. Let me just
So,
explain
you
with the
are
break.
taking the trick out of your hat, I believe.
No.
Do you wear a hat?
Oh, sometimes.
Well, what kind of hat? Magician's hat?
Every magician wears a hat.
So you're a magician, right?
No.
For I in range. So
So what
it's
is range, Saad?
range is more of like set of numbers
Okay.
with a certain limit. And wrong, for example, a range 10 would be something more of like from 0 to 9 or 1 to 10,
It
more
will
like
return
this.
a tuple, a numerical based from 0 to 10.
Okay.
So we'll print it
Phil,
out.
0 to 9 or 0 to 10?
Let's just figure it out after printing it.
Well, I'm quite curious to know. Because if we take 0 to 10, it would be 11. Pardon to me.
Let's
So
just
let's try
put it on the
that.
audience.
Put it on
You
the
decide.
audience. Woo! Let's try that.
Okay. Let's
Shot
just.
it.
And zero two.
Well, I've been. I knew that. I knew
Okay,
that.
you
It's
won,
more
you
of
won.
0 than 9 because I believe it's more of a common sense that.
Index based.
Yeah, exactly. So it starts from 0 and it ends 1 minus the number you put.
So let's just add a break. For break, we have to write a condition. So when
So
our
you're
counter.
telling that when to break a glass.
No, when to
Okay.
break the loop.
Break the loop. So have you ever figured out that you must break the glass in your house whenever you just listen a sound? Crush. Have you ever figured out that? Or you always failed?
No, it's a
Or
horrible story
is it
in my
you?
case.
Is it you who just always break the
Well, I'm
glass?
the clumsy one in my house. I always keep breaking things quite often.
You keep breaking the code as well.
Yes, like here. So, indentation,
Indentation makes
and
sense.
it's good.
Yeah.
So why? No, while not. So if it reaches 5, it'll break.
So while the condition reach 5 or I is equal to 5, it will break. So
Yes.
it will come out of the statement and it would no long print, or it would print. Well, I'm confused. I want to see. Can you run it?
Yes.
Well.
So it'll break at 5, and it keeps takes the control out of the loop, and it simply prints done looping. So you
Okay.
can break any loop anywhere you want.
Well, that's amazing. And I appreciate your iterating skills. And while we are printing a while loop for the sake of while and for loop
For
for
the
the
sake
sake
of
of for
four.
loop, but while we are just recording the video, we need to end that.
Yes.
And we need to end that by saying you thank you
Thank you.
for this week. And we will be back with some more amazing videos of Python. And after we are done with the basic skills and the basic level of Python, we would move to Flask, that is a web framework. And we would also do HTML, CSS series as well for you
Great, I'm
guys.
quite excited.
Okay, so basically, Usman is a web guy and he's quite excited. And I would be assisting him.
Sure.
And at times, he would be assisting me. And we would go through Flask, Django, and Bottle framework as well of Python.
Oh, can we record some videos on Angular as well?
Well, we can give it a shot.
Sure. So
And
stay tuned and yes, keep watching.
okay, and don't forget to rate and comment.
Thank you, bye-bye.